This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for October 11th. I'm Paul Plack. Six gas balloons launched from Albuquerque Saturday morning for the America's Challenge. The launch was preceded by an emotional ceremony remembering Richard Abruzzo and Carol Reimer Davis, teammates who disappeared over the Adriatic Sea September 29th during the Gordon Bennett race. California's controversial Assembly Bill 48, which would have hammered flight schools with fees and reporting requirements, may soon be on hold for a more informed discussion. The FAA Friday issued a safety alert for operators following new research on the risks associated with transporting lithium batteries as cargo on aircraft. The FAA has proposed new rules requiring safety management systems for ramp areas at any airport with a Part 139 certificate. These same airports may serve small carriers and general aviation. Embraer admits it's in negotiations with the government of China and a Chinese partner over continued operation of its aircraft plant in that country. American Airlines says it plans to begin new service between LA and Shanghai in April. Air Canada and United Continental report a memo of understanding setting out the principles for a partnership on U.S.-Canada transborder flights. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is beaming over stats that show runway incursions in the last year are down 50% from 2009. AAI, a division of Textron, says it has successfully demonstrated a small unmanned aircraft system running on heavy fuel at Fort Pickett in Virginia. And airshow pilot Andy Anderson has a new way to pay for his passion. He's sold a novel for adaptation into a screenplay. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about some of the most dangerous flying we do in the traffic pattern at our local airport. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.